Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Gab Radio Network.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. That's Robert Cray, my favorite blues man, bringing us back. 23 After, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Diana Nicholas is our guest, our new friend, soon to be not new friend. We're going to get her back. She's got more to teach her. She's an architect, SAAM Architecture, SAAM-ARCH, SAAM-ARCH.com is the website. It's not your grandfather's architect's website. And they're an international firm, but they don't just work on big projects. They work on little projects, too. Small business like ours, like all of ours, right, Diana?
That's right.
So we appreciate that. So we're talking about your ideas on being, on helping our employees become more creative thinkers. You can't expect someone to be a creative thinker that you've hired if they're not capable of being a creative thinker. Some people aren't, are they?
Some people are not.
I'm not saying they can't learn something, but some people just resist, don't they?
That's true. I mean, I think we try to look for people who are very nimble in the way that they approach their work. You know, there are things like learning to use a different software than what they may have used in a big firm. And so they not only have to think creatively and sort of being open to using a new tool, but even looking for ways to capitalize on that software, because as you know, in a small business, mm-hmm. you really need to make the most of those tools.
Is part of being creative being capable of letting go, not falling in love with stuff? I mean, the 21st century, you fall in love with something, you're going to get your heart broken.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I think there's a difference in the creative process when there's a client involved. So if an artist is just, you know, doing an oil painting for the sheer enjoyment of the creative process.
Right.
It's very different than a set of requirements that your client has given you, you know, and so you have to keep that, you know, in the forefront of your thinking, even as you're weaving in, you know, new and innovative design ideas.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So what do you guys do? What is the first two or three steps in the process when you bring on someone on to make sure that they fit your creative culture?
Well,
after obviously their credentials.
You know, the most important tool or the most important skill that we look for actually is communication, for a couple of reasons. I mean, all of our projects involve teams of people, both internally and then, you know, working with our consultant team of engineers, estimators, etc. We also have a really different type of architectural culture because we allow our employees a lot of latitude. They have flexible schedules. They have unlimited vacation. They have the ability to work remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for those things to work with our culture, they have to be, you know, communicating what they're working on, where they're going to be, when they're going to be active.
Self-motivating.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got it. So do you test them for those things?
You know, I don't think you can fully test an employee on anything before they join your firm.
You know what I mean? Do some of the DISC program, personality profiling type of testing is what I'm saying.
We don't do that in the interview process. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, had situations where someone's come in and done like a Myers-Briggs to sort of
right.
help, but that was in the context of our former firm. They were much larger. But, you know, We have a really incredible group of people, and they're all really committed to a collaborative work. So that sort of tests the waters a bit in terms of what their capabilities are going to be.
I think that's a really important thing to do. I know one of the best jobs I ever had as when I was an employee, they put me through a gauntlet. I had to have several interviews with people who I was never going to work with. And all those people came back and gave their opinion. And thank God I got the job. But I never felt so proud of myself as after I went through that and still got the job.
That's great. You know, another thing that we do is sort of a reverse interview where, you know, if we're really interested in a candidate and we want them to get a better sense of our culture,
right?
We introduce them to other people in the office and recommend that they email them separately or call them separately.
Now that's an interesting thing. Wow, that's an interesting way to do it. Of course, it might get out of hand if you don't hire them, though, right?
It might, but it, you know, it allows them to really understand sort of what they're committing to.
Right. No, I think that's right. No, people need to know those things. Okay, so, folks, the website is sam-arch.com. Diana, you've got a lot more to teach us, and I want to hear, so I want you to come back and report to us about how to do architectural business in the U.S. versus in the Europe, say in Italy. Will you do that?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to do that.
Good job today. Come back soon.
I will.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.